All right, hanging out at Shadron State Fall Football Camp once again here. Our coverage brought to you by Far West Cuisine and Shadron, food from around the world. And Chris Jones nodding his head. Likes good food, just like me, right, Chris?
Always. Love good food.
Chris is, again, with us here with Shadron State Football. He's the running backs coach. And as the running back coach, Chris, you have a stable of quality players this year for Shadron State. It's kind of become hashtag running back mill over the last few years.
Running back mill, absolutely.
How much fun has it been to coach the guys you've had last year and then this year that you have in fall camp and coming in?
It's been a blast. Ever since stepping foot on Shadron State campus, just been handed a group of guys that really care about the program, are very invested. Willing to work hard, but at the same time, some of the best guys that you'd ever have an opportunity to meet.
Yeah.
Really care about their image in the community and taking care of their business in the classroom. And just an all-around good time at practice.
Got to replace a real good one in Kevin Coy, a great kid, terrific student, heck of a running back, ripped off that 97-yard touchdown last year.
Heck of a run.
Unbelievable run. How do you replace Kevin Coy?
You're never going to replace a kid like Kevin Coy. Guys like that don't come around very often, but we are very blessed here to have quite a few guys that are willing to step up and do their part to help Shadron State be successful in the run game.
Stephen Brown is one of the guys that's going to get some more looks this year, and he's going to be a dangerous guy for defenses in the league to try and tackle. A strong kid, fast kid, can do an awful lot for you.
Stev is an absolutely electric runner. Just the way that he sees a defense and is able to make his body react to what is going on in front of him. He has a lot of qualities that he brings to the table that are going to make him a threat, both running the ball out of the backfield, catching the ball out of the backfield, maybe even throwing the ball out of the backfield. You just never know with Steph. He's a very multi-tool athlete and really does a lot with what he's got.
Here in the fall camp, too, I've seen Steph really be a vocal leader. He's really vocalizing his what he wants to tell the guys, what he wants them to do, and try to really get them going. Has he stepped up in your eyes, too, as one of the top leaders on this team this year?
Steph's an eagle through and through. I mean, that's the best way I can put it. I mean, when you talk about the things that we preach and our culture here, Steph epitomizes those things. He's a hard worker. He expects people to work hard, and then he leads by example. He's not afraid to step up and make sure that the young guys and even the older guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing at practice and in the film room, and you just can't take that for granted.
Elijah Miles, the guy coming back. He's going to be a sophomore, and he's a terrific running back as well. Looks like he's out at camp having a good time and getting to tote the rock a little bit in the top ones and twos. What do you make of Elijah's prospects for this year?
Elijah had a great year as a freshman. He put a lot of time in the offseason in the film room and during winter conditioning, really to kind of hone his skills and make sure that when he steps back out on the field again this year that we're able to recreate that success. You know, another guy that is dangerous in multiple ways and really has a good toolbox and a lot of skills. So we're excited to see what he can do coming back for year two.
A guy that Shadron State fans have had flashes of to watch on the field a few times has been Priest Jennings. And Priest has been injured, though, unfortunately couldn't go last year, but he's been out here at fall camp. What can you tell us about Priest? Is he going to be in the mix for some carries, and is he feeling pretty healthy and ready to go?
Priest feels very healthy. You know, last year watching him work to try and get himself back to getting himself ready to play again this year is something that he really focused on. Spent a lot of time with our training staff and making sure that, you know, that he was following the protocol that they set for him. Really did a great job working out this summer, getting himself back to healthy, and we're very excited about it. You know, he's a guy that anytime he touches the ball could break off a big run, and you know, you just hope the best for him. I mean, I haven't seen a kid work that hard to come back from an injury, and the work that he put in will pay dividends for him.
And how about the guys up front? Some new offensive linemen for your backs to run behind. What are you seeing from the offensive linemen here thus far in fall camp? They're going to be blocking for your stable of the running back mill.
The big boys up front are great to work with. I mean, you got guys up front that are some of the hardest workers on the team. Brought in some new guys, and we have some young guys that we're excited about. But that core that we worked with in the spring have really grown and developed, and you're starting to see that cohesion between all of them. And they're becoming a force up there. All the way across the board, we've got guys that are team firsters. Few position moves and just some opportunities for some of those guys to help out the team. And they've hit the ground running, came out for fall camp, and just never really looked back.
All right, Chris, what game are you looking most forward to this season? There's some pretty exciting ones on the schedule, especially early, but who do you want to line up against most this year?
I'm really excited about the Adams State game.
Yeah.
We had a great game with them last year, didn't go the way that we wanted to. We have them at home this year, and I'm just excited to see how our guys respond to what happened last year. And I know that we're ready to get down to business and make some plays, and I hope that game Gets a great attendance so that everybody can come out and watch us put on a show.
All right. Chris Jones with us here at Fall Camp. Chris, been a pleasure talking to you. Can't wait for the year.
Absolutely.
All right. Go Eagles. Absolutely. Our coverage brought to you by Far West Cuisine and Shadron, food from around the world.